Remittances are a significant link between first world and third world economies. Basically, what a remittance is you have many people that leave the third world and move up into the first world as often as unskilled labor. What they'll do is, like in the United States, people will come in, migrants will come in from Mexico or Latin America, and they'll pick crops. They'll come up into the fruit-growing regions of the United States, and they'll pick crops. Often these people will live in crowded conditions. They will work long, hard hours. They will save their money. And then they will send that money back down to family back in Mexico or the Dominican Republic. And that money that they send back down is a remittance. It's a big deal for many people in the third world, a big survival mechanism. And it isn't just in the United States this happens. Europeans have third world migrants come in, work for usually low wages, unskilled labor, and then send remittances back into the third world. Remittances can come from legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. There are many, many legal immigrants that live and work in big cities, New York City, Boston, Chicago, that do, again, unskilled labor in hotels, restaurants, coffee shops, bars, all over the urban areas of the United States. And then they, too, will take that money and send it back home. Oftentimes, the remittance is sent through an agency like Western Union. You can get a money order. You go to Western Union. Western Union will then wire transfer that money to a city in another country, a third world country. It can be then picked up and distributed to family members. This whole idea of remittances is a big part of global economics, and it serves to fuse the first and third world together in another manner.